Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast Blank Paper Stories. This is my very, very first English podcast episode and I never spoke English in public before. So I hope you understand everything. I hope it's fine for you, but I'm sure it is. At the moment, I'm in India in Rishikesh, and I tell you, I love this city so much. Rishikesh has so much beauty and magic. I never thought I would find a place again, which I like so much. So now my question in life is, what do I like more, Bali or Rishikesh? I'm not sure, but what I can really tell, Rishikesh is just amazing. There are mantras everywhere, like wherever you go, all the little shops play my favorite music. It's so amazing. And you have this beautiful river, the Ganges or Ganga, however you want to call it. And so many nice cafes where you can overlook the river, and the people are friendly. Everyone warned me, don't go to India, it's dangerous. And I'm sure there are parts where this is true, but I can tell you the time I spent in Rishikesh, I felt so welcome and had just positive, very good experiences. So yeah, just make your own experience, but always like stay safe wherever you go. Don't be silly and risk anything, but I really, really love Rishikesh so much with all my heart, and I could really imagine to live here. So what I really want to talk about, I did my yoga teacher training in Rishikesh. How this is, I want to share in another episode, not today, but I held my first guided meditation in the yoga teacher training, and I really loved doing it. I never did it before, and I remember a situation at the Bali Spirit Festival this year. It's just a few months ago, and a friend always held guided meditations for me or breathwork sessions, and we were really, really close. And yeah, I completely trusted him, but even with him, it was such a big issue and barrier for me to hold a meditation for him, and I was just too shy. And now, a few months later, I found myself in India in a room with, I don't know, 26 people. And I just held my first guided meditation and it was amazing. I really loved it and I wonder why I was so shy in this moment. And now the yoga teacher training is over. And at the moment, I'm doing my meditation teacher training, which wasn't planned at all, but I just fell in love with meditations. And today I want to share it with you. This is nothing I learned in the training. I completely wrote it by myself and it comes straight from my heart. And I hope you enjoy the next, I don't know, maybe around 20 minutes. And whenever there is silence, don't open your eyes. Just listen to your body. Try to stay present. Focus on your breath, on your nose or your third eye. This is the space between the eyebrows. And just be. There is nothing you have to do in this time. Just relax and stay in this moment. If you've never done meditation before, guided meditations are a great way to experience the benefits of meditation, because you can just follow my voice and just allow yourself to do nothing for this time. And when the meditation is over, I will of course guide you back and wake you up in case you fell asleep. So don't worry, just let it happen and just be open to receive. So I hope this meditation really relaxes you, gives you maybe a little smile and peace in your heart. And if you like it, I would really, really appreciate if you could share the meditation with others, because if you could benefit from it, maybe others will too. And also follow me on Instagram. My name is blankpaperstories.de. And I would really appreciate if you follow me there, because I will share more and more in the next time. And yeah, so you can make sure you don't miss anything. And I know if you liked it, and yeah, it just can increase my reach, and you know, this game, and just reach more and more people with what I share, because everything I share here comes really from the bottom of my heart. So I just share if I really feel it in this moment. And if not, I just don't have a podcast. So this is nothing I do with pressure. It's just all from a place of love, what you find here. So yes, it would be nice. I put the link in the podcast description. And now I wish you a wonderful meditation and hope you enjoy it. Today I will share a guided meditation with you, which I also shared with the people in my yoga teacher training for my last final exam, which was a yoga lesson followed by yoga nidra and pranayama. This is the yogic breath work. So I'm gonna take you to a very beautiful place, which is actually my favorite place in the world. And to enjoy the meditation, I ask you to lay down on a mat on your bed, or if you don't have this available, just take any comfortable seat where you can just stay in stillness for a couple of minutes. Find your position. Get really, really comfortable. Really arrive in your position and have the intention not to move for the next minutes, not to think about any other thing in the world right now. Really arrive, be present, and just listen. And let me guide you through this meditation. Your palms are facing up, no matter if you sit or lay down. Let them be open to receive everything which will come in the next few minutes. And then feel which parts of your body touch the floor, the mat, or the chair. Feel what's there. Are there any sensations you can feel right now? Is the surface rough? Is it cold? Is it warm? How does it feel? Allow your body to completely relax. And then come to your breath and observe it for a while. Is it fast? Is it slow? Does it follow any specific rhythm? Just be the observer, witness. Don't try to change anything. Feel your breath one by one. Appreciate your breath. Every inhale, thank you. Every exhale, thank you. Every inhale, thank you. every exhale, thank you. Appreciate every single life-giving breath, one by one. Thank you. Thank you. Be aware of the prana, your breath, the life force which flows through your whole body and entire system. Now send your awareness slowly to your feet. Feel the parts of your feet that touch the floor. Feel how relaxed they are. Feel your little toes, your heels, every part of your feet. Are there any sensations you feel right now? Just say thank you, and then slowly move up towards your legs. Feel your lower legs, the knees, the upper legs. Relax every part of your legs and say thank you. Thank you to every little part of both of your legs. Thank you. Now bring your awareness to your hips, the butt, your belly. Feel if there are any sensations. Observe and let go. Completely relax. Say thank you. Thank you to each and every part. Fill it with love and gratitude. Thank you. Now wander up to your chest. Connect with your heart for a moment. Feel the rhythm and how it gives you life. With each and every single heartbeat. Thank you. Thank your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists, your hands, and every little part of your fingers. Relax your whole arm, the left arm, the right arm. Completely relax. Thank you. Now go up to your neck, to your face, and relax every little muscle in your face. Get really soft. really soft in your forehead, the cheeks, the lips. Just relax and say thank you. Wander up to the crown of your head. Feel the gratitude for every little part of your body. Send your whole body love and say thank you. I want to take you on a little journey to the jungle of Bali. You are on a small path in the middle of green and lush nature. There are so many plants, trees, flowers and different kinds of leaves all around you. There is so much green that you can hardly see the sky. It's a sunny day and the sun rays are shining through the palm leaves, coming and going as the wind gently moves the trees. You wander down the path and suddenly you can hear the sound of water in the distance. It's the sound of a waterfall. As you come closer, the sound of the waterfall gets louder and louder, and you think that this must be a very big waterfall. You keep on following this path through the jungle. And finally, you reach a river. It's flowing wild and free. And as you observe the river, you find big and small rocks in the middle of the river, all surrounded by water. On the side of the river is nothing but green and lush jungle. Some butterflies cross your way, and suddenly a dragonfly follows the river for a while before it takes a little turn and disappears in the green forest. You look up towards the sky and feel the warm sunlight touching your skin. You walk a little bit further, follow the river for a while, and suddenly you see it. Not just one waterfall, but many waterfalls are running down the edge of the mountain, all feeding the river which runs wild and free through the beautiful landscape. You can't believe your eyes, and you decide to climb on one of the rocks in the middle of the flowing water. You sit down on the rock, and you realize that you are all by yourself. There are no other people, just you and the river, surrounded by nature. As you are sitting there, breathing in the beauty of this little paradise, you begin to listen to the sound of the river. It seems as if the water is sometimes louder and sometimes quiet. You watch the river flowing, wild and free. You watch the little waves and sometimes the calmness of the water. You see the water changing and changing. And changing. You look at the different stones in the river and realize that the stones are like little obstacles. Just these obstacles make the river so alive. You take another deep breath. And you see the jungle and the river and the butterflies disappearing in the lush and green nature. You stand up. And slowly you walk back the path. The sound of the waterfall gets quieter and quieter until you can hardly hear it. You leave the jungle behind you, and you come back to your breath. Take a deep breath in, and a deep breath out. Deep breath in and a deep breath out. A deep breath in and a deep breath out. You feel your body, you feel your feet, the legs, your butt, the hips, your belly, the arms, your face. You start to move your toes, just tiny movements to arrive completely back in your body. You move your hands. Any movement which is right for you right now in this moment. And if you like, you can even give yourself a nice little stretch. Bring the hands over your head and stretch and completely come back to your body. Keep your eyes closed. And give yourself time to get aware of your surrounding. Any noises you hear in the background, any smells, sensations, just observe and witness everything in your surrounding. If you're in a lying position, roll to your right side now. Use your right arm as a pillow and take some rest on your right side. If you're sitting, just stay here for a minute. And give yourself time to completely come back. And then slowly come to a seated position with your eyes closed. Bring your hands in front of your heart center. And now wrap your palms. Really wrap them and generate some heat. And now place your palms over the eyes. Open your eyes behind the palms. And blink them a few times in the darkness. Look up. Look down. To the left. To the right. Rotate them clockwise. And counterclockwise. And then gently press them over your eyes and bring your hands over your face. Give yourself a nice little hug. Give the energy to your arms, your belly, your legs, to your feet, every part of your body. Doing this, we make sure that the energy we just created with our meditation comes back to the body. And slowly, when you're ready, gently open the eyes. I hope you enjoyed my little journey to Bali. And yeah, this place actually really exists. It's my favorite place and it's a secret waterfall, which almost nobody knows. And I'm gonna keep it as a secret for sure, because I love waking up, going to the waterfall with a papaya and a spoon, have breakfast there all by myself and meditate and just listen to the water, feel the sunlight. Yeah, and just enjoy being in this pure and raw nature. And once I was there and yeah, some real magic happened. My friend who was in Bali with me for a while, she lost her phone. And we started to search the phone for like 1 hour. And we were looking under every single leaf, everywhere. We went down the whole path, back and forth, and there was no chance. We didn't find the phone, but we looked so careful and with so much dedication. And then there was a man from Bali, and we asked him if he had found a phone. And he said, no, sorry. And we said, oh no, what shall we do? And yeah, then we decided to go back to our scooters and just make sure if the mobile phone is not in the scooter. But she has looked there before and it wasn't there, but we decided to go again. And then slowly, slowly, still searching for the phone, we went up to the river, to the scooters. And it wasn't there and we decided to leave and thought, oh man, it's gone. And how could you ever find a phone again, which you lost on a waterfall in Bali? And we already had our helmets on. And suddenly the man from Bali came and we were about to leave. Like 5 seconds later, we would have turned around the key and were gone. But in the very, very last possible moment, he came and run and had his phone in his hands and was, hey, I found it. And Marika cried, my friend just cried because she was so happy to have her phone back and gave him a giant hug. And I also cried because I was so happy for her. And then we decided to stay and it was amazing. And going back to our place at the waterfall, I had to think about the situation. Because if we had left like 5 seconds earlier, she would have never seen her phone again. And if something is supposed to happen, it will happen. She was supposed to get her phone back, so that's why the man came in the last second and not a moment later. And I thought about nature and how everything is just in perfect balance, like the river, and that there's whole earth and planet and even our bodies are just a system of pure intelligence. And then we went back to the river and just meditated on the situation. We just had to come back and close our eyes and listen to whatever is in our head in this moment. And when we were sitting there listening to the water and thinking about the situation, suddenly a song came into my mind. And I think it took me like a few minutes to have the lyrics together because they just came to me. And then we went home and I just picked up my guitar and started to play. And suddenly I had this beautiful song. I really like it because I just started with songwriting and don't even play the guitar for that long. And I recorded the song. And then my friend Manuel Borges asked me if I can send him the song because he was curious. And Manuel is a music producer. I haven't seen him for so many years, but we worked together for a while. Well, that's probably 6 years ago, but we're still in good contact. And what I really admire, he has this full-time job and now he's getting twins and he still does everything to fulfill his dream and become a music producer. Not becoming, he already is. And I don't know when this guy sleeps, like he must work all around the clock. That's just incredible and so inspiring because he never gives up. I remember like 7 years ago or even longer when he just had his little, music studio at home, like very, very basic. And now he has this large entire studio where he records really amazing songs and also for people which are very well known and even in the charts now with his work. That's so amazing. And he also published his own album. And I'm really, really proud of him. And it makes me so proud of myself because he asked me if I can send him my song. And then he said he wants to make something with it because he really loves it. And a few days later, I got this new version of my acoustic version. And I cried, and I couldn't sleep the whole night because I was so excited and couldn't believe my ears. Like, I was like, what? That's me. That's my song, which came to me like within 2 minutes after this waterfall experience. And I really love it. And it's even on YouTube. We produced a little video for it. If you want to see it, just type in The River, Julia Beckert, Beckert, and Bali 2019. I will put the link in the show notes. So I talked enough now. I just want to share this song with you because I think it really, really fits well to the guided meditation. And this may be a nice ending for this session. So I hope you enjoyed it. Listen to the song. And if you like this meditation, I would really, really appreciate if you follow me on Instagram. My name is blankpaperstories.de. I also have a blog. www.blankpaperstories.de. And I would really appreciate to keep in touch with you. Send me a message if you like. Reach out. Tell me if you like the meditation, if I shall do more of it. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Share the podcast. This would really, really help me because it takes some time to produce it. And I do it with all my heart and don't get anything for it. I just do it because I want to share something with you. And yeah, if you liked it, maybe some of your friends would like it too. Maybe it could help someone else. So I would really appreciate it. It would mean so much for me if you just shared it. That would be so helpful for me to grow and yeah, to keep my motivation high to do more of it. So thank you so much for listening. I really, really thank you for being here. This is just amazing. And I wish you a wonderful day. Enjoy this song and let me know if you like it.
And I listen to the river flowing, right and flowing free. Everything and I listen to the sound of water loud and sometimes quiet, and I know.